I'm a billet, so I take care of the unit. I deal, dish out the foods.
Yeah, yeah.
I clean the unit, take all the rubbish bins and that out. Other fellas, they might be doing like metal work. Like there's called factory 1, 2, and 3. So mm-hmm. one's like welding, angle grinding. Then you've got nuts and bolts, where everyone hates. I'm pretty sure we all hate it.
Yeah.
You just screw a nut on a bolt. That's it.
That must be for other companies. Yeah. So you.
Yeah, that's for the jail. That's
oh,
for the
right, okay.
Yeah, that's for every jail's got these factories. So mm-hmm. Marganite, Loddon, wherever you, whatever prison you go to, they've got nuts and bolts.
Do you get paid for it?
Yeah.
How much do you get paid?
Well,
if I'm allowed to ask.
Well, you get paid. You get paid $6. $6 a day.
Slave labour.
Yeah. $6 a day. If you're lucky, you might get overtime, $2.
Okay, yeah. And
don't be late or you get docked.
Yeah.
But it's something you can put on your curriculum or resume when you walk out of here.
No.
Really?
No.
No, it's not something you'd want to be proud of.
Not unless you're doing, if you want to get your Cert 1 or whatever in welding or MIG welding or something like that,
yep.
Then you can take something from it. But other than that, you don't get nothing from it. All you're doing is work for them.
But there are program locations where you can...
Yeah, no, there's an actual TAFE here.
Yeah.
What is it?
Box Hill TAFE.
Yeah, Box Hill TAFE. So, like, you can work on your resume and all that,
okay.
Do they skill use fellas up? Are you doing white cards and getting skills to go work on the tunnel and
you
stuff?
Have to put it in yourself. Like, all the programs are there in the unit. You get a information sheet on what programs you want to do, if you want to do them.
You can get the bare basic of like you can do your white card and your first aid. But as far as like certificates go, you don't get any higher than a Cert 2, so
you gotta pay for it as well.
Yeah,
so.
I believe it should be better than that. Like if he's in here, rather than doing dead time, he should be able to do an apprenticeship or something. But they do the bare basics, so they basically cover their own backsides, and if you hurt yourself at least then you've been trained up in that aspect of the job. But as far as formal qualifications, as I said, Cert 2 is the highest you can get, I'm pretty sure. And, if a bloke's doing 3 or 4 years, he should be able to do an apprenticeship, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Leave with the trade. They're all about rehabilitation. We'll be serious about it, you know?
Yeah. So the forms of study, in a movie you'll see how people get a whole law degree under there. Can you do university courses here, or is it just the TAFE?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, I know that. Like,
no, there is some.
If you did, you'd have to fund it yourself, when you're earning $6 a day, it's sort of hard to fund a university degree, you know.
He's on the right track. Like if you're working in one program, you can talk to the teachers about getting further education on that. But again, you have to fund it yourself. Which most of the boys in here don't have any family outside to fund it for them or